Did not receive your by any report for 1964-66 and would appreciate receiving it. Paragraph. I would like to mention a problem that we discussed briefly at SAA, the Alaska State Archives. The immediate comment. Sure, of education was critical, but probably defensive. However, Richard Engen, the new appointee to the position of Director, Division of State Libraries, had a positive reaction to the paper and could appreciate the problem challenged. Since he was with the Oregon State Library for some time, he had the chance to become acquainted with Dave Dunaway and familiar with the problems, responsibilities, and procedures of the Oregon State Archives. He talked to Dave at some length before assuming the position of director, and either personally or through Dave, was acquainted with Paul Cole and his thoughts. Alaska's archival problems. When he came here last November, he brought a greater awareness of the primary function and responsibility of state archives, which is something that the state library has not yet. Next paragraph. During his brief visit to Fairbanks this January, we had a chance to discuss the state archives. Discussing the scope and responsibilities of the archival program, I used the material that you had sent and the material that Don left had given me in June 66 to illustrate the full range of possibilities. Period. We also used material in our files from California, parentheses, your report on the California State Archives to the Secretary of State, close parentheses. Wisconsin, Hawaii, and Maine, to suggest the basic areas of responsibility of the State Archive Program and the need for enabling legislation, financial support, facilities, and professional staff, period. Paragraph. Mr. Engen is not sure of the best approach to resolving the problem, but briefly mentioned possibility of having this situation studied by professional archivists acquainted with state archival programs. If he could persuade the legislature to appropriate the funds next year. Period. He also briefly mentioned a few other possibilities for dealing with the archival program. Period. Paragraph. He was quite impressed with the material I showed him from the North Carolina Department of Archives and History, and would like to receive copies of your publications if possible. I suggested to him that I would mention his request to you when I wrote you, thanking you for forwarding publications to us. Period. I know very pleased to receive our publications. If you would be interested in sending him a selection, period. His address would be Director, Division of State Libraries, Couch GRF, Capitol Building, Juneau, Alaska. Again, thank you for sending your publications to us. In closing, best regards, Paul McCurdy. Letter number 2 to Miss Lulu Fairbanks, 1833 13th Street, Seattle, Washington. Dear Miss Fairbanks, thank you very much for your letter of January 29th, period. We are very glad you enjoyed the index to the records of the Alaska Commercial Company. Thank you for the suggestion to contact Laura Wright about the framed picture of Captain Klingenberg, K-L-I-N-G-E-N-P-R-G. We will contact her as soon as possible. Next paragraph. We would certainly like to receive the checkbook. Steps the checkbook first, purchased and coded in 1888-89, when at any time you might wish to contribute it. Next paragraph. If you have any suggestions on individuals or associations to contact on records relating to Alaska, we would certainly be delighted to receive the information and to contact people involved. Sincerely yours, Paul McCurdy. Letter number 3 to Mr. Emery F. Tobin, 4304 Willamette Court, South Cliff, Vancouver, Washington, 98661. Dear Mr. Tobin, thank you for your letters of January 22nd, period. Apparently, they were delayed in May. Since we had already received a package containing the dummies of the sports of the Alaska Sport and the Alaska Museum Function Company Record Book, and had acknowledged receipt of both packages, period. Paragraph 2. I have sent copies of your letter regarding the burial site to Dr. Edward Hosley, the archaeologist in the anthropology department, and Mr. Ludwig Rowinski, director of the University Museum, for their interest, for their information and possible mention. Next paragraph. The university already has a few complete sets of the sportsmen, so we are not now in the market for another complete set. However, I will suggest that anyone interested in buying the set contact you as soon as possible. Next paragraph. Again, we're very pleased and delighted to have the material documenting the origin and development of the Alaska Publishing Company. Paragraph. We are very pleased to see that you're enjoying your retirement immensely, still maintaining a very deep interest in Alaska. Very best regards, sincerely yours, Paul McCurdy. Next letter to Reverend Robert Carnes, K-A-R-N-S, Post Office Box 97, Metlakatla, Alaska, 99926. Reverend Barnes, Cope, paragraph. Thank you.
Shulman does not discuss or interpret the testimony of Thomas Stock. Instead, his is an unlikely and unconventional approach. Just to mention a few of his specialties, Shulman tells how to read the rewrite by utilizing the native focus, how to speculate linking the full actions, and how to speculate for occurrences. He also explains ways he can take advantage of various tools in the market system, just the design of letters and blocks. Dr. Shulman states in his presence that there are really two stock markets. One is the world of high-grade bonds, AT&T, General Motors, and RCA. This is what he calls the widow and orphan market, the secure market. The other stock market is the one of speculators. This is an exciting stock market. Shulman is vibrant and challenging, and offers to the intelligent unlimited profits and opportunities. If you are interested, finding time to discuss it, go to the public library today for anyone who thinks of it. Librarians of Books. It's time to join some of the librarians in the community to develop their mental health. Our reviewer is Bill Miller, University of London Library Center. After eavesdropping on a conversation with two gentlemen, commuted to Wall Street each morning with their dining room yacht. Another is the new stock Buying Time by Sam Schultz. He runs the idea that Wall Street investors has to be well prepared. Go today to First Accounts and become an expert on the stock market.